Janet Yellen meeting in Beijing. It is said that one point of contention is China's production of green technologies like solar power, electric vehicles, and lithium batteries. Yellen refusing to rule out tariffs on Chinese green exports, despite Biden's declaring climate change an existential threat to the world. If you can weigh in on this.
You know, I remember a moment back when President Obama was elected to a second term. I wrote a letter to the New York Times saying this is a huge opportunity for the United States to take leadership on climate change and all the economic benefits, the jobs that will come from that. And instead, President Obama expanded the fossil fuel industry. And after his presidency, he bragged about expanding it. We should be looking for all sorts of ways to expand solar and wind and to end the fossil fuel industry. Those are two sides of the same coin. The harder side is actually ending fossil fuels. We should focus on that. But I don't care where solar, where wind comes from, where any of these solutions come from. We need all hands on deck right now. We should, a lot more of us should be getting arrested.
We have to leave it there. Climate activist, climate scientist. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
This is Ursula K. Le Guin, and you are listening to KBOO, the cheerful voice of social conscience, KBOO, Portland.
KBOO just finished our All Thrills, No Frills special programming campaign. We want to thank all of our supporters for helping us bring the community engaging, unique, and all-around fun special episodes.
We're doing this soul special here on an evening of Afrotainment. Well, you know.
And next, our submissions for Love Your Pet Week, where you will hear Cape
and Killer Marathons.
EOO Portland. It is the March for Metal March for KBOO.
We wouldn't be able to do it without our listeners. And if you missed out on any of the programming, you can check out the list of specials at kboo.fm/thrills.
What is climate change? How is it affecting our lives? And what can we do about it? We'll connect the dots from energy to extreme weather, public health, and more. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz. Join me for Climate Connections during the evening news, weekdays at 5 p.m. here on 90.7 KBOO Portland.
Support for this program comes from KBOO members in the Portland Housing Bureau, announcing the opening of the North Northeast Preference Policy Home Ownership Waitlist, helping longtime and displaced residents to purchase a home in their community. The application deadline is April 19th. Information for the Preference Policy Home Ownership Waitlist at portland.gov/PHB.
KBOO.
Good morning, and welcome to More Talk Radio on KBOO-FM, 90.7 in Portland, 91.9 in Hood River, 104.3 in Corvallis, and via the World Wide Web, it is KBOO.FM. We are broadcasting on this day, the 8th of April, 2024. It is 8.02 a.m. I am Cecil Prescott. And thank you for joining us today, joining your community radio station. Let's take a moment to breathe for those who are listening live and heard the preceding program of Democracy Now! There's a lot of news, a lot of information about the climate crisis, war, houselessness, racism. Let's take a moment just to pause and to gather ourselves to reflect, how are we greeting this morning, this day, this week? Okay. And let's begin. Thank you so much for joining us. And I just ask us to pause at the beginning, because so much of life is we rush from one thing to the next appointment. And I think we do not take enough time to notice who we are, where we are, and certainly not where we are headed. So I ask all of us throughout the day to stop and to pause and to be aware of your surroundings, your body, and your world, and then begin again. Well, there is so much to cover today, and indeed, there is so much happening locally, nationally, and indeed globally. What issues that are not covered or undercovered that you would like to see more information about? You know, whenever I listen to the news, well, maybe not whenever, but at times when I listen to the news, I often say, oh, I want to know more about this or that. So I just want to open up, not for you, not that I have the answers, and no, I do not. But what are the issues or topics that you might have heard cover on KBOO, on some program here, that you would like us to take a deeper dive to look at? Community radio is inclusive of all the parts, and that include the listeners. So I invite you to share via text, email, snail mail, phone, information, and share what things that have not been covered or are not covered enough that you would like to see cover. Let us know. And as your community radio station, we engage with you in creating an atmosphere of curiosity and sharing of knowledge. So, one question is, what issues that you would like to see more information about, for us to spend more time talking about? Topics, issues, persons that should be interviewed. What are things that we should cover here on this program and just generally at this radio station? What are issues that you say are important that we need to talk about? Think about that and give us a call. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. You can call now. You can call in 15 minutes. You can call in 30 minutes. You can call in 45 minutes. But don't call in 53 minutes, because it'll be too late. But give us a call now. While you are thinking about issues that we should cover, and Dallin, I would like to ask you a question. And that is, what do you think about the state of democracy in the United States today? Do you, we are in a election season, and there's lots of talk about voting, but certainly democracy is more than going to the poll, to the election polls. So how do you define democracy? Is democracy on life support? Is it doing very well, or does it need some help? A recent AP NORC poll asked those questions of many people, and we will share some of that information with you about democracy and how democracy is doing. And I would ask you to share some of your thoughts. So think about that. What are your thoughts about democracy? I'll share some information from this poll. But first, let's go to a caller who called. Santiago, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Cecil. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind today?
Well, if we're talking about things that need to be discussed, mm-hmm. if there's something that really needs to be spoken about on the radio, on KBOO in particular, what I would like to see is more interviews with leftist organizers. In particular, people from All African People's Socialist Party, Party for Socialism and Liberation, La Raza Unida, Brown Berets, because frankly, the systems that we're the solutions that we're looking for are not going to come from the top down,
right?
And especially in this voting season, we're hinging a lot of our hopes on a dude who's in the pockets of the same people that we're hinging a lot of our hope on. Biden, who has the same funders as Trump and everybody else, and who is complicit not only in genocide, but in destruction of working class unity and working class power. And there is no liberal solution to that, because as Kwame Ture would say, the liberal refuses to alienate people and therefore has no clear solution to the problem. Liberals fetishize cooperation with fascists, and that's, we just can't afford that, because if you have one Nazi at the table and you have 11 people sitting there hanging out, you have 11 fascists. You have 12 fascists at the table. You know what I'm saying? We just don't have enough people challenging the liberal paradigm. I mean, I try to do it every week, because I don't feel like
appreciate
leftist
that.
Organizing is talked about enough. And if you need me to send you a list of people, I'd be happy to do that. But I really feel like that is something that we desperately need, because a lot of liberals right now are hiding behind the fact that we supposedly don't have another choice. But history has shown us that the only real meaningful changes come from the bottom up.
Excellent. That is so true. And I agree with you just in terms of the narrowness of the discussion, and certainly need to open up to more leftist organizers and critique. And you mentioned a few, and if you have certain individuals or organizations that you think that should talk to soon, yes, please send them this way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really what it is for me, because, it just doesn't feel like there's any, there's a lot of fear-mongering going on from the liberal side in order to, vote for Biden. But, we should be fearing the fact that neither one of the, we have one presidential candidate who says nothing will fundamentally change, and we have another candidate who says that they're going to do everything in their power to destroy what's left. And if you got one party that's willing to throw everything into the fire, and one and one party that's not willing to put out the fire, then you just have arsonists who are running the fire department.
Thank you so much, Santiago. And we hope that there are enough people who are willing to put out the fire. Thank you. And you are listening to More Talk Radio on your community radio station, KBOO FM. We just heard from Santiago, who urged, for more interviews, more discussions with leftist organizers who often a different attitude, a different perspective than the normal liberal paradigm. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. What are issues that should be covered, that need to be covered? And what is the status of democracy? Let's go to Lenita and hear what they have to say. Good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Cecil. How are you and all your listeners? I just wanted to say, to answer your question about democracy, although it appears shaky, I have faith in the American people that they will answer whether or not they want to continue with democracy the way it stands now, or fascism. Mm. And I have hope that there won't be a red wave. We saw this 2 years ago in the summer when they talked about having a red wave across the nation. That did not happen. So I have faith that come November, it's not a perfect democracy, but it's all that we have, and have faith that we will try to keep it at least the illusion of democracy. So I have faith.
You have faith. Okay. Well, how, you know, and how do you define democracy, and why do you have faith in democracy, and is democracy the greatest system of government? Most Americans are saying maybe not. Why do you have faith?
Well, let me answer the last question first. I don't know if it's the greatest example of government, but it's the only one I grew up in, and I don't know. Show me another one that's successful. I'd like to see it.
Okay.
And I'd like to see it long-term, where the stability that it's supposed to promise will last through my grandchild's generation.
That's a challenge.
It is a challenge. And, you know, throughout my life, like, I'm a Generation Jones, which is right before baby boomers, and I've seen a lot. You know, I agree with what your first caller talked about, but I don't know what example of government that's successful in the long term. And we got to put up in terms of voting.
Yes.
In terms of getting involved, in terms of just helping people that we know need help. So it's, you know, it would be nice if the government would do the things that government is supposed to do, like take care of the elderly, support family, support a proper education. And they don't do that. And I think the wealth inequality is teetering democracy, is threatening democracy. It's a pickle that we're in, and we'll have some answers in November.
Well, buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yes, it is, and I appreciate you, Cecil, and all the work that you've done. Did your listeners know that you recently won an award in Paris, France?
I did not let my agent publicize it yet, but thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have to get on your agent about publicizing your international award. Congratulations, Cecil.
Thank you so much, Lenita. Thank you for sharing today. And
goodbye.
You're listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO FM. I'm Cecil Prescott. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. We began our morning discussions by talking about democracy in general. What is the status? What is the conditions? About half of a U.S. population say that democracy is functioning poorly. What do you think? What can we do? Let's go to our next caller, Garrett. Thank you for waiting, Garrett.
Cecil, I appreciate you, and I really thank you so much for having us breathe before this show. I don't want to take up too much time, but I just want to say that I think communication is such a big part of our learning experience right now. You know, we as humans, we all care about so many different things, and I try to center myself in the land, and it's hurting for sure. And if we don't understand how to talk together, it's like communicating with different languages. Even though we're all speaking English, it's hard to talk with people across the aisle. And I think if we center ourselves on something, then, you know, we live in such a, it's a PNW, such a beautiful place. I think if we center ourselves on something, that we can move forward. But it definitely is, it's difficult, and we're learning how to do that.
That was something that I had wanted to bring up, and I'm glad you did, in terms of communication and how difficult it is to communicate. Why is that, do you think? And what are things we can do to better promote or encourage communication?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all care about so many things. There's so much that's going on. You know, you've mentioned, you know, houselessness and racism and generational traumas. And I think if all of us live off this land, that's all we have here. Mm-hmm. And if we center our, in my opinion, that's my centering. But if we center ourselves on something and talk about common ground, and in my opinion, the easiest one is literally the ground, then that's a one piece on how we can move forward.
I love that. And I love how you said common ground, and literally the ground, that at least we can center on that and perhaps begin there. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Cecil.
Thank you so much, Garrett. And you are listening to More Talk Radio on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. I'm Cecil Prescott. We are talking about democracy. We began our conversation about democracy and talking about where we are and where we are going and your thoughts. Let's hear what Tuasi has to share. Good morning.
Good morning. I really appreciate KBOO and everything you guys do, for one. But the thing that I'm concerned about that I feel like doesn't get talked about enough is the effects of racism inside of emergency response systems. So, for example, we know the police are racist, but we don't really talk about how the fire department is racist or the EMTs. Because those people, or the medical examiner, those people are responsible for our safety, but they don't deliver safety equally. They deliver it in a discriminatory way.
Right, right.
So we can't really find public safety in a setting where our public safety providers are hate-filled.
Right.
So, you know, I feel like that needs to be talked about more, especially in light of the case that just came out about the fire department kidnapping somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that.
Why don't, no, share, please.
Yeah, a fireman kidnapped someone, two other firemen from inside of the station house. This is in Portland. Mm-hmm. Helped with a kidnapping. And, you know, who knows how many of the other firemen covered it up and kept it silent? Who knows how many other crimes are being carried out by firemen that the police won't even investigate?
Right.
So if we look at the case of Chris Knight, that he did a murder and then was allowed to go free for years, wasn't even arrested, and the police knew he had done the murder. So, you know, it's just, it's just situations like that where the bias inside of our emergency rooms, inside of our first responders, prevent us from enjoying what we consider to be freedom.
Right, right. And as you share, it occurred to me that at those moments in our lives when we are most vulnerable, and we depend on these services, if these organizations are corrupt from the inside out, we are very troubled society. So yeah, need to talk more. Go ahead.
There's a person that was had their life taken. His name was Cole Brings Plenty. I don't know if you're familiar with this case. It's out of Kansas. But apparently, before he was taken from this world, he had his hair forcefully cut. So, you know, a lot of situations where we think about the person as being a victim of crime, we don't look at the more harmful underlying racism that leads to the crime.
Right.
So anyway, like a bunch of people today are wearing braids in their hair. The hashtag is Braids for Cole. And I hope you guys will take some time to learn about Cole Brings Plenty and the missing and murdered indigenous people crisis that is very, very rarely covered in media.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tarasi, for sharing that and for highlighting how we need to be more aware and to cover. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for sharing so much. And before we go to our next caller, let's take a moment to breathe. Okay. And you're listening to More Talk Radio here on KBOO. We're hearing what we have to share with one another. Let's hear next from Robert. Good morning, Robert, and thank you for waiting.
Oh, you're welcome, Cecil. As for your general question, I think we live in an oligarchy. I think it's very successful, and we have to do something about Citizens United and a lot of other things so that we can run our own country. And if we were running our own country, I don't think I would have had to wait till age 65 to get back surgery for a very painful condition that had gone on for decades. But that's not why I called. I called because I know you were at that church when we were talking about changing the gun laws.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I know you care about this too. And one thing that was mentioned there is that most gun deaths are suicides. Most of them are suicides, okay? And people who have a history of being hospitalized for suicide can just walk right in and buy a gun. And people who've had a restraining order against them can't for the rest of their life. I think that makes sense. The restraining order part makes sense to me. But what doesn't make sense is the suicide part. And so I'm the survivor of a family member, someone I really loved, who was hospitalized 4 times for this and twice was able to go buy a gun. And so I talked to my representative about it. And I can't remember her name. It's a woman who used to be a firefighter. And we went back and forth. And at some point, she said she was going to bring it up with the, I think it's the state troopers or some enforcement people who make those decisions on who can buy a gun, right?
Yes.
And they are told, their mandate is you can't be someone who's going to hurt yourself or others, okay? Mm-hmm. But when it happens and you look into it, you find out that the only thing they check for is crime. Like if you're holding up liquor stores with a gun, you know, there's a good chance they're going to turn you down. But if you've tried to kill yourself several times, you know, they don't look into it, apparently. The official that makes those decisions, apparently his name is Hagen, and the state rep said she was going to talk to him, and that was 3 years ago, and she stopped answering my calls. You know, just the whole thing died. I don't know if she was threatened or what, but and one time I called in on a Tuesday to talk about this on KBOO because they're talking about mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was basically censored. I wasn't allowed on the air because suicide wasn't the topic. But I said, you know, mass shooters, I mean, they mostly die. You know, let's consider them potential suicides, you know, or a potential suicide might not just settle for taking out himself, you know.
Right.
And a lot of people say, well, you can't have this because there's HIPAA, there's privacy. Well, there could still be privacy. I mean, privacy. The government doesn't have to list the names of people who've been turned down. Yeah. The gun dealer just finds out it's a no, that's all.
Well,
so it's like, oh, sorry, buddy, it's a no. You know?
Yeah, you raise this issue, and as you talk, you are sharing conflict and... conflicting opinions, conflicting rights, and how do we balance it all, and how do we protect ourselves and protect those we love. I'm so sorry to hear about the person you care for, and we have so much work to do. You know, arms, guns, it's sort of like almost like a sacred right to most Americans. I'm looking at this poll again about rights and what, you know, the Bill of Rights and what things are important. And you know, a large percentage of the American public continue to believe that the right to bear arms is sacrosanct, that it is... written in the Bill of Rights, and you certainly raised this issue, and we certainly need to talk more about this, and certainly in terms of the people and the families and communities that are impacted. Thank you for raising this and expanding our discussion.
Welcome. You're welcome, and I hope it gets through to the people that can change things. And thank you, Cecil.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you are listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. I'm Cecil Prescott, and I invite you to call and share. Our numbers are 503-231-8187, and I'm going to give an award to Daniel, who's been waiting for a while, and let's hear what Daniel has to say. Good morning.
Good morning, Cecil. This is Danielle. I was just calling, kind of trying to steer the conversation a little bit back towards democracy and the state of it in our country today.
Yes.
And I really like what a lot of the callers have said, and I think I would urge everyone to, you know, really consider framing their ideology to come from a place of compassion. You know, that means... for everyone, that means for the people that maybe say certain words or things that we don't agree with, because I really think that that's the start. You know, I think we need to listen, and I know people say that kind of thing all the time. We need to listen to each other and we need to have patience, but I think at this time specifically, when we're all being told different things, all of our news sources are algorithmically determined, you know, we're all hearing different things, and I don't think that, you know, the people that we disagree with, I don't think it's really their fault that they're being fed things that are harmful or maybe we see as false or misinformation. You know, I think really having compassion for everyone for these types of things would be really helpful.
You know, thank you for sharing that and for uplifting compassion, because I was going to ask you, I mean, how do we get beyond that? Because you began by just by the observing by sharing your observation that certainly the algorithms, we get different information, different sources, and so maybe we, I think what I'm hearing from you in terms of leading with compassion, but how do we encourage that when we, there's, as you say there, we can't even agree on what, you know, which, where the sun is.
Right, right. Well, I think good conversations start with an open heart and, you know, I don't want to sound all like hippy dippy with it, but I really do think, you know, when we have callers saying things like the cops are racist, I mean, I know there's systematic problems and there's minorities that are targeted more so every day, but I don't think it is fair to say things like all cops are racist. I think, you know, we have civil servants that do help our communities and we might not see that all the time, but I don't think that's something that's fair to say, you know, these platitudes that I think are unfair, honestly.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's really a compassionate statement.
Okay, okay. I thank you, that Danielle. I've often shared that I think maybe for 99.999% of the people in everywhere, I think the overwhelming majority of people, we don't get up in the morning and say, I'm going to be a mean SOB. I think in our very being, we want to be compassionate. We want to build community. But there is so much that disinformation, so much pressure that gets us, steer us away from that. And so I think we need to find ways, so much noise, to come back to that place where you are urging us to begin and to build upon.
Right. I agree with you.
Well, I agree with you, but there's so much more work to do. So thank you for suggesting. Are there any persons, clues, or books you might think we should think about or talk about?
Yeah, for books, someone that I've been reading that I feel helps me in times like this, Simone Veil. Mm-hmm. I think that she has a lot to say, especially regarding attention and what that means, and seeing attention as a form of prayer. And attention to me in this way is listening, you know,
mm-hmm.
and beyond this message that we hear all the time, you know, where people say we have to listen to each other, we have to do this. But I mean, really listening to what people have to say. These are beliefs that people have that we might disagree with, but if we are, you know, if we are who we say we are, if we are leftists, if we are liberals, then this isn't, you know, we want people to understand us. We don't want to shoot people down and, you know,
right.
have them, we don't want to isolate anyone. I don't see how that's helpful for any of us. And, you know, if we need to rise above and have more patience, then so be it. But I think if we do have this, we wake up in the morning, yeah, and we do want a better world, then why not give attention and patience where it's most needed, you know?
Yes. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. And we just heard from Danielle, who reminded us in terms of needing to pay attention and listening as a form of prayer. And oh my gosh, perhaps Danielle can call us back, or engineer. I didn't catch the last name of the person you referred us to. Simone, I'll figure it out. Veil or Bale, but You know, that's why we have search engines, so we can find it out really quickly. You're listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. This is Cecil Prescott, and I am your host today. And today is the, what is today? Today is the 8th of April, 2024. And our numbers are 503-231-8184. We began our conversation this morning by talking about who we are and where we are. As a society, and particularly, how do we engage with one another? Are there issues that have not been talked about that you think we should talk about? Several of you called and gave some great information from in terms of talking to people who are beyond the normal pale. Looking at leftist critics of our society, some have noted the need for communication and how we should talk to one another. Let's hear what you have to say. Let's go to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Cecil. This is a very difficult, trying time for critics. Mm-hmm. We seem to be living in an authoritarian, repressive state, a declining empire, mm-hmm. which should be concerned about transitioning into a republic, like the British Empire transitioned into a republic. Now, I can't understand why Washington, D.C., which is absolutely full of lawyers, can't quarantine Trump. Now he is currently accusing everyone of poisoning our blood, poisoning the discussion, poisoning the dialogue, while he himself has been doing that and has been given billions of dollars in platform by the media. The media should have embarrassed him, number one, because of Trump University, that was resulted in a $25 million fine, and that showed he is a pernicious fraud. The number two would be the Lolita Express or the Little James Island. And number three would be the telephone call where he asked for 11,000 votes in Georgia. Now, he dominates 7 out of 8 days on Facebook and Twitter, not just for a weekend, but for 8 years. Now, so we are living in a paralyzed, polarized society, which isn't even able to tax the super wealthy.
So let me ask you, with your analysis, before we talk about the inability to tax the super wealthy, how do we perhaps move beyond or move forward beyond the former president, or can we?
Well, I think we need to create a countervailing civil society. Hmm. I think a Marshall Plan for journalism that's organized by progressive philanthropists and foundations would be very, very helpful. I don't think the young have a real alternative when they're asked to choose between a Amazon assembly line and an Uber bus, Uber drive.
Right
now,
here.
Now, mm-hmm. The other point was... We need a 4-day work week. Reducing working hours can help long-term health, and it would allow nature to breathe again, and it's very, very feasible. It's being tried in Spain, I think in Norway, and Japan, and the UK. The UK has recently had the largest pilot program for a 4-day work week, and the results are very positive.
And you know, there are government, businesses, nonprofits here in the United States who are exploring 4-day work week. And as you reminded us, it's good for the economy, it's good for the workers, and it's a benefit. I'm aware of one pilot program here in Oregon, and
it would reduce the congestion on highways, and it would kind of tame us. Yes. It would make us more human instead of being ruthless, cutthroat rivals.
Oh, what an idea.
And I have one other thought. This is from Elizabeth Bronfen, and she said that because we are not readers, diversity goes out the window. She said we don't recognize the tension in our own life or in literature. The ambivalence. And so we can fall into some America First or white supremacy. I think that's a very important insight. And so,
you see, let me understand you better. You're saying saying because we don't read.
Right.
I would see. Yeah.
Right. She is an educator. She's taught at universities in Europe and the United States.
Excellent. And her last name again?
Bronfen.
Bronfen.
B-R-O-N-F-E-N.
Okay. Hey, I think we need to continue at another time because you shared a lot of information, but I think there's someone else who wants to talk. Yes, there is. So,
okay.
So thank you so much, Mark, for sharing, and maybe the empire may be declining and we can build a republic. Let's go to Garrett right now. Good morning, Garrett.
Hey, Cecil. I'm sorry I'm talking here twice, but I was listening to Danielle and some of the other folks and realized I forgot to say something. And that was, you know, just the act of going to a park and leaving your phone at home and looking at plants and, oh, maybe you bumped into someone and you're having an honest conversation. You know, maybe that's all it takes. So let me be the one to tell maybe you, Cecil, or whoever listening today, just going outside and walking around without a plan is an act of, freedom and liberation.
Hey, Garrett, I must confess, I like to walk a lot and walk in the parks, and oftentimes I'm there with my device in my face and not enjoying or where I'm at. So yeah, maybe I need to leave my phone at home.
It's amazing how much you can just recharge just a short amount of time outside.
Excellent. Yeah. And thank you so much, Garrett. I appreciate you calling back. You are listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. I am Cecil Prescott, and today is the 8th day of April, 2024. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. We've been speaking this morning about a number of things. One, people have been sharing things that they would like more information or things that people would like to talk about on the radio. So we've been sharing information with one another, topics that people ought to cover more. And we've also been talking about the health of our system of government. Is democracy dying? And I read an AP NOC poll recently and haven't had too much chance to share the details of it with you this morning. But one point is the division about who we are and what are our priorities in terms of holding up certain values in terms of the Bill of Rights. We'll talk more later about that, but first let's hear what Victoria has to say. Good morning, Victoria. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome, Cecil. My thoughts on democracy and the United States of America is that, you know, it's kind of a failed experiment in the sense that the people who have become extremely rich and the other people who want to dominate the world are succeeding. But we do have small democracies here and there in the smaller communities. But the examples of who is running for president, it doesn't impress me as people who are into democracy, mostly because of the foreign policy that's being enacted currently with the current presidential President Biden and the Congress.
You said something about smaller democracies. You mean in the United, in the United States? I see.
So it's a sad commentary of what the United States has been about. In reality, as far as the domination of the rest of the world with their weapons and their ability to change administrations elsewhere on the earth.
Right.
And so another issue that doesn't get spoke about is collapse of Western civilization based on the climate disaster that's happening currently.
Yes.
And I think this is attributable to democracy and the oligarchs and the people who have decided to extract without conscience and pollute without conscience and take over other countries based on the minerals and the things that they have. You know, it's a sad legacy.
It is. Hey, thank you, Victoria, for sharing. Sometimes difficult to hear, but we need to hear the fact of where we are.
Yes.
Thank you. Continue to... well, let's continue to work for the good. So I appreciate your call.
Compassion to everybody, yes.
I love that.
And kindness. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's lead with compassion and kindness. Let's go to Hussein next. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
My name is Hussein, not Hussein.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. I have a question. Where's your partner?
Oh, Celeste. Celeste has taken a leave of absence.
Naughty.
Well, you know,
how long is she going to be gone, sir?
Oh, I don't know her schedule, but she intends to be back. So,
this is a lot of work you're doing by yourself. Do you need help?
Are you volunteering?
I'm sure we'll do what you tell me.
We'll talk off air.
Okay, you have my number.
Give it to the engineer and we'll talk later. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Would you tell me the last name? The last name.
Say that again. And you're listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. I am Cecil Prescott. We have about a few minutes left before the 9 o'clock hour, where the program will transition to another exciting, important program here on your community radio station. Now, if you are listening live, you can hear a program that you hear every week. But if you're not, I'm not sure, you know, you're listening on your own time, and then you can choose when to hear different programs. But want to thank all of you for calling and for listening, for those of you who are members of this community radio station, and for those of you who have called in and shared so much information. You know, the question I began with, the state of our democracy, are we alive? Is this democracy dying? I have been encouraged by the conversation this morning, because you have embodied what I think is essential of democracy, and that is communication, community building, when people gather together. People gather together in places to talk and to think about who they are, and that's what we're doing over the radio airwaves. It's a way in which we build community, in which we look at our society. So let me, before we leave, and we have a few minutes if you want to call and talk about democracy or topics we should talk about. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. And we often think about the what is democracy and what are our rights. And this poll from APNORC of last month talked about the possible division over the different important rights as laid down in the Bill of Rights. So the right to vote is the percentage of adults who say that is extremely important. To see whether or not we have consensus, 83% of Democrats think that is very important. 72% of Republicans think the right to vote is important, is extremely important. And overall, 74% of the public think the right to vote is important. So, could we begin to build consensus, as some of our callers suggested earlier? Can we find common ground? The right of everyone to equal protection under the law. Well, 69% of Republicans think that's important. 80% of Democrats and 74% of overall think that is extremely important. The right of everyone of equal protection under the law. There seemed to be consensus, whether Republicans or Democrats, on these issues. The freedom of speech, 68 Republicans, 68 Democrats, 64 Republicans, 64 was overall believe the freedom of the speech is important. There seemed to be general consensus on these rights as laid out in the Bill of Rights, the right to privacy, the right to religion, free for people to assemble peacefully. And here these two, I want to note just some differences. Freedom of the press is a cornerstone in our democracy. 60% of Democrats think that is extremely important. 45% of Republicans think that's extremely important. Again, there's some differences between Republican and Democrats. It's somewhat extreme, 60% to 45%. But for me, I am startled by how few Americans think freedom of the press is extremely important. 60%. Only 45% of Republicans, 49% overall. So that means most Americans don't think the freedom of the press is extremely important? And the important the right to keep and bear arms. Well, 60% of Republicans think that's important. Only 19% of Democrats, 37% overall. We need to delve more deeply into these divisions about these fundamental rights as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution. Perhaps later we can talk about more the differences between people and more about what are these rights and how do we work to make sure, are they important? And if so, what do we do to maintain? A lot to do, a lot to think about. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, callers. Thank you all for supporting independent radio here on your community radio station. I'm Cecil Prescott. This is More Talk Radio. Take care of yourself and those all around you.
Tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Journey through lush songs and soundscapes teeming with life during the Garden of the Heart. Each episode explores